A cover for a cover. I'm going to say coat case.
Okay. And if a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that's certainly a pretty quite a bead.
Well, I wear them all. Well, I would no harm, you know, just, you know, the ordinary. But a necklace, you can't call it a necklace, you have to call it beads.
Do you say
it's
a
pretty set of pearls, something like that. A set of beads,
or a pair of beads, a string of beads.
String of beads, a double string of beads, and that would be good.
Okay. The two men have a fight, and one defeats the other one really soundly. You might say that one man really quit the other one.
Well, I don't know very much quit that, but is that I would comment on that.
Well, what I was looking for was the word you used earlier, that your mother said this before.
Oh, you know,
whoop.
Whoop. Yeah, that's right. He got a whooping. That's what Mama used to say. All right, children, I'm going to whoop you. She didn't say whip. She said, well, that, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they choose, you know, as a home that way. And the other than you got a good whooping, that's what they're saying.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs if he's squatting down? You could say he got down on his...
Well, he'd have to be squatted down. And the back of the legs. It's called the calf, the leg.
Okay, do you ever say anything like, got down on his hunkers or haunches or
bumpers? No.
Okay.
Hunkers. That's right down there's a hunkers. That's when he got down on his knees on his hunkers.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You could say, he never wants to turn loose of a penny. He's really a, what?
Well, I think I'd say same. What do you mean?
I think it depends on,
well, there's some people that are saving, and then there's some people that's guaranteed, like your son is, I tell you.
Stingy, there's a lot of people, you know, stingy, but they're not stingy.
I do it out of play.
They just are saving.
Uh-huh. Well, sure. Yeah, sure. Different reasons for it. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that didn't match at all. Might say he had a checked shirt and a striped tie and plaid pants. You could say he really looks well.
Well, I don't know if this one looks, don't know if there's a lot of anything. I don't know if I pay that much attention, but I've had so many people see. And they look so square, and then they look odd with all kind of color bones.
Would you ever use words like tacky or dutchy or slouchy?
Well, you know, you can, there's lots, and so we're saying that you can give any someone a $1,000 suit and they'd be slouchy right on. Ain't that right?
She always says that about me.
$1,000 suit and slouchy right on, that's right.
She has an expression that I always thought was the sweetest in the world. If a person had on something, say if I had on a pair of slouchy or something, they were real tight. She said, they're as tight as Dick's hat band. Well, I always wanted to know how tight was Dick's hat band.
Oh, what do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You say, she's really
dressed up.
Okay, and you use the same term if you're talking about a man? Or you
yes, same thing, I would say.
Okay. And what word do you use to an old person that gets around very well, is very lively? Say, he's certainly quite for his age.
Spare, I always say, he's spare for his age. That's
okay.
Right.
And you say that someone who never wants to do any work is really... What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill? Got the same bird?
Well, I'm afraid with you that we used to call it a... yellowhammer. Yep, that's right. That's what they used to call it, yellowhammers. To make a... go in a tree and make a hole in a tree.
Mm-hmm. I never heard that. Is there another term that's more common around here?